USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. 10 people have been killed and 10 others wounded in a shooting at a ballroom in Southern California near where a Chinese Lunar New Year festival was taking place.
We have resources from various law enforcement agencies. We're reviewing all surveillance video, any surveillance video, following all leads, so we're not going to leave anything unturned.
Captain Andrew Meyer with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department says they don't yet have a description of the suspect. The attorney for President Biden says six additional items, including documents marked as classified, were uncovered Friday in the president's Delaware home following a Department of Justice search. Documents appear to be related to Biden's time as vice president and from his tenure in the U.S. Senate. That's according to his personal attorney. Illegal crossings at the U.S. southern border are hitting record levels.
Customs and Border Protection said it stopped more than 250,000 migrants along the Mexican border in December. That's a 7% increase compared to November. Reflects a 40% jump from December of 2021. It's the highest of any month since President Biden took office. The White House introduced new policy measures earlier this month restricting asylum for many migrants. I'm Dave Collins.
1 hour from now, Lisa Marie Presley will be laid to rest in a public memorial service at Graceland. The only daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley will be buried at the Memphis Mansion's Meditation Garden. Near Elvis, his parents, and her son, fans will be able to view the gravesite following the memorial service. The Chiefs are moving on to their fifth straight AFC Championship game as Kansas City beat Jacksonville 27-20. The Chiefs faced the winner of today's game between Buffalo and Cincinnati. It was no contest between the Eagles and Giants, Philadelphia blowing out New York 38-7. Philadelphia hosts either the 49ers or Cowboys in next week's NFC Championship game. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
It was a raucous night in Atlanta with protesters upset over the death of a man at the hands of police taking to the streets. At least six people were arrested. Police say the chaos and violence included protesters smashing windows and setting a police vehicle on fire. Fox 5 Atlanta also reports they set off fireworks and threw rocks at the Atlanta Police Foundation Saturday night. 26-year-old Manuel Teran was shot and killed by police after allegedly refusing demands and firing a gun at state troopers on Wednesday. A formal investigation has been launched over last year's baby formula shortage. Here's John Schaefer.
The Justice Department has launched that investigation into Abbott Laboratories nearly a year after a baby formula shortage rocked the nation. According to the Wall Street Journal, investigators are focused on Abbott's production facility in Sturgis, Michigan. The plant was shut down by Abbott last February after formula from that plant was linked to infants becoming sick. That closure set off the nationwide formula shortage. Abbott says they are fully cooperating in the investigation.
New York Congressman George Santos admits he used to dress in women's clothes and makeup after photos and videos recently surfaced of him in feminine attire. After originally denying the allegation, Santos said that he was young and, quote, just having fun at the time. Santos is facing backlash for lying about his academic and professional qualifications, as well as claiming his mother was a victim of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.